Good morning. It has been my constant desire to call for book, chapter, and verse from God's book, the Bible, for all that we teach and practice in the area of our religion. And if a practice or teaching cannot be found upon the pages of Holy Writ, then by what authority can one practice or teach it? Since we shall be judged by the words of Christ as clearly taught by our Lord in John 12:48, it behooves all of us to be sure that the things believed and practiced find their authority in that word. And once again, I thank you for tuning in to the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ, meeting at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. Do you have your Bible, your pencil and paper, that we might study together? Your speaker is Robert Swain. I've been making an effort in the past 2 weeks to get before each one in our audience the teaching of the Bible concerning things that are practiced in the religious world. In order to do this as effectively as possible, I'm asking your cooperation. How can that be, you might ask? I have been asking you to ask your preacher about various teachings and practices seen in the religious world. Nothing should give your preacher greater delight than to assist someone to render obedience to the truth. However, before one can obey the truth, he or she must come to a knowledge of the truth. God saw fit to have preachers to preach the truth. This point we made in one of our earlier lessons, but that truth is revealed in the book we call the Bible. And if a preacher is preaching something that the Bible does not authorize, then he is not preaching the truth. It therefore is essential that you check up on the things you're being taught and be sure that they are founded upon a Thus Saith the Lord. And one way you can do this is to ask your preacher to show you the passage from God's Word that authorizes the things you're being taught. If he is certain that he's teaching the truth, he'll welcome the opportunity to share with you passages. If he should not be willing for you to inquire of him in these matters, there is something definitely wrong, and you should have the desire to find out what it is. Now to some more questions for your preacher. Ask your preacher where the Bible teaches that the sinner is saved by faith only. Now this doctrine is taught by a large number of preachers today. Many religious bodies hold this belief. And if you ask many preachers what a sinner must do to be saved, you would be told that the only thing the sinner is to do is to believe on the Lord, that one is saved by faith only. One prominent religious body has this statement in its creed, that justification by faith only is a most wholesome doctrine and very full of comfort. That states it about the way many preachers preach it. So if your preacher has been telling you this, would you not ask him to kindly show you where the Bible says a sinner is saved by faith only? Remember, you're not asking for a passage that says that man is saved by faith, because I believe with all of my heart that man is saved by faith, and so does every other believer. But what I'm asking is, where is the scripture that teaches man may be saved by faith only? And there is a vast difference between saying that the sinner is saved by faith and that the sinner is saved by faith only. Faith only means faith to the exclusion of everything else. Faith only means there is